The presentation is called An Introduction to the Tor Ecosystem for Developers. Usually when we go out and present about Tor, we talk a bit about sort of the technical details, but also the user-facing details. So this presentation is going to be a bit about what it is we do in Tor, and then I've highlighted a couple of projects that most people are probably not aware of, but that we are also doing. I'm a core developer with the Tor project. I'm employed by Tor Project Inc. and work full-time on Tor. I got involved by implementing a Tor implementation in the Erlang programming language and got a bit excited about that. And at some point, I started contributing to the C version as well. I've done a lot of different things. I've done free software since 2006. The most known project I've been involved with other than Tor is the IRC, IRC client. And I'm also co-organizing the Born Hack Festival. So if you enjoy Nordic summers in August, then you should come on a hacker camp with us. So how many people in here knows what Tor is or uses Tor? Okay, pretty much everybody. That's great. So I'm going to skip the first part, but we are, additionally to being a couple of software components, we also have a pretty big community of researchers and, of course, users and developers and the relay operators. And foundation-wise, we are a U.S. 501c3 nonprofit. If we look a bit at the history, in the beginning, it all started with onion routing, and we were there was researchers working on these kind of things. And in the beginning of the 2000s, Tor was sort of evolved into what we know it as today. In 2006, people started recognizing that it was not enough to focus on the network layer only, but we also needed to look at fingerprinting resistance using, for example, a browser. So you had to do more than just having a SOX proxy. You had to integrate with the applications that we're doing. 2008, 2010 was the Arab Spring, the summer of Snowden that many of you probably know, have heard about. This was a big time for Tor where a lot of people became aware of what it was that we were doing. We've created some new teams recently. We've created an anti-censorship team, which I'm going to talk a bit about during this presentation. And we also, in this year, created a new team called the Network Health team that I won't talk that much about, but if you want